Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour 202. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Got a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl with us, JBS.org. Hour two kicks off now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Eldon, education is kind of one of the most interesting tidbits of the COCO or the coronavirus scenario. People who never, ever, ever would consider homeschooling, well, now you know what? They don't want to call it homeschool even though you're at home, right?
Right.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how they come up with all these clever ways? You can do homework, you just can't do homeschool. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I find it so incredibly comical. But people are rethinking education, and the general educational, I don't know what you want to call it, formal classroom that everybody has kind of felt like, hey, that you can't touch that. Now that's completely blown up, and education is changing in some very positive, meaningful ways. I'm not saying I like the COVID. I'm just saying a silver lining out of that is people are realizing that education can be done for a whole lot less money and a whole lot more effectively than people had possibly realized. Even people who would never consider homeschooling are like, hey, this isn't too bad. In fact, I prefer this. Wow, the money savings and what my kids are able to learn and do and experience are tremendously different. And I mean, I could go on and on, Eldon, but that's kind of the starting point for the solution that you wanted to discuss today.
Yeah, I think encourage your listeners to consider homeschooling, consider private schooling, rather than having your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew in the government schools. This should be something that, in a way, should be obvious to those that are call themselves maybe liberty-minded, constitutional, conservative, whatever you want to call yourself. Government doesn't do very well in many things that it touches, and education is not an exception. But we could even go back to the Communist Manifesto. Marx specifically called for government schools.
It's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, is it not?
Yep, it's right in there. And very similar wording is in many state constitutions, unfortunately, to set up state schools, state K-12 schools. And it's right out of the thinking of communism, unfortunately, but it is. There was influence there that transmitted to the state level at that time. So it certainly would encourage people to consider homeschooling, private schooling. Nowadays, it's very much more doable than it was in the past. And we have Freedom Project Academy, which is one option. There's many options out there, but that's affiliated with the John Birch Society, FPEUSA.org. And you can go on there. It's a classical online. It's non-denominational, but it's a kind of a Judeo-Christian approach to education, in so far as philosophically. And you can, it's full curriculum. You can go on at very high quality. Take a look, and you'll see. I think that something that is maybe a good fit for your family. There's a lot of things out there, but this is we found very well for our family works.
All right, so let's talk about it. FPEUSA.org, that stands for FP, Freedom Project Academy, right?
Well, Academy. Originally, it was called Project Education, so they kept the domain or the website name, right? But now they changed it to Freedom Project Academy, so FPA, I guess. But the website is FPEUSA.org.
So it's Freedom Project Education, and it is known as an academy. And I bring that up because I think the history is important for people to understand, right?
Yeah. Sometimes a little confusion, but...
Well, when you understand the history, it's not really. It is an academy, but it's the Freedom Project Education. is what we're talking about. And, you know, the academy is a concept, not necessarily a building is the point, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. In that sense, very much so. Right.
So I'm kind of bringing this up on purpose because I think the historical relevance is vital. I also think an understanding, we're not talking about a building. We're talking about Freedom Project Education. And they're considering an academy for what? Kindergarten through 12th grade, right?
Yes. Yep. So it's a full, it's not just a curriculum, but it's actual school. And you can, in K through 12, of course, you have to go, K through 5, you have to go full-time, but 6 through 12, you can go part-time if you want, and there's all kinds of classes. You get in all the requirements. Anything your state would require, certainly Freedom Project Academy would have that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel there. There's a list of books that they recommend, they require, right, for you to have for certain classes. So all of that, you order that in, of course, and then you register for your classes, pay the tuition. There's tuition assistance for those that would like to look into that. And it's something that you have, well, like for our daughter, I'll give you an example. 4 days a week, 2 hours a day, live session with the teacher, actual live. It's not recorded. It's live and with 15 to 20 students, I would say. And then there's homework, of course, but it's not something terrible. Her public school counterparts are going from 8 to 3, right? She's there. She probably gets done around, she starts at 9, and then she has a two-hour session. She probably gets done about 1, 2, maybe. She has a couple hours of homework at the fourth grade level, so not bad at all. Kindergarten, of course, is less homework, and the upper grades is more homework, right?
Yes, for sure. Now, let's talk a little bit about what this means. We're talking about accredited education, right? That's the first thing people need to kind of know. If you want to transition from homeschool and you want some private school support with curriculum and with live teachers and you want to kind of support your education, this gives the accreditation necessary and acts as a tremendous bridge and a support system for those who want to homeschool, but they say, hey, I need kind of a middle ground. I need support for my children. I need a curriculum. I can't handle this all myself, but I want to be actively involved and engaged. This is kind of the sweet spot with accreditation is the point.
Yeah, I think so. My wife and I, for example, we both went to government schools, and so we're very new to homeschooling. So having something where we didn't have to choose all the curriculum, all the books, we didn't have to do all the grading plan, all the lessons, all of those things, that is done at the school. But we help out our child as a learning coach, I guess is the term they use, but make sure she gets her assignments done, make sure they're turned in, help her out as needed. But it's kind of that middle spot between kind of the traditional homeschooling and having your child in, another school. And it's much less expensive than, say, a brick-and-mortar school. If you checked out the local brick-and-mortar private schools, it's going to be significantly more, most likely, than what Freedom Project Academy is charging. So.
All right, so let's talk about this plan and kind of break down how it works a little bit. So if you're in kindergarten through sixth grade, you need to go full-time. That's 4 days a week, a couple hours a day. Fridays are off, is that right?
Well, K through 5, actually.
K through 5, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6th grade through 12th grade, you have options. But it's full-time, and full-time means Monday through Thursday, and Fridays are off. We can get to Fridays in just a minute. But then in high school and or, 6th grade up, you have two options. You can go full-time or you can do the part-time plan, right?
Right, right. Yeah, so some people, they take classes with their local schools, whatever they want to do, that's, up to them, whatever they want to do.
And some people just want some core subjects is kind of the key there as well, right?
Right, right.
Some people do work experience. Some people do all kind of other curriculum options in addition to that. The point is it becomes very customizable from 6th to 12th grade if you choose the part-time options. Even the full-time options, though, you can still do quite a bit of customization because full-time means Monday through Thursday, but it doesn't mean that it's going to waste your whole day like a government school plan would, right?
Yeah, that's very true. One of the things people, I think, learn, and this goes through all kinds of homeschooling is that once they start doing it, they find out that they start wondering, well, what exactly are my kids doing all day?
They're getting indoctrinated into socialism and wasting time is what they're doing.
We got done by noon, and what are they doing? Yeah, exactly.
Well, they got all kinds of breaks. They got lunch. They got, you know, all kinds of social time. They got, you know, teachers that don't really understand how to teach, so they just try to find ways to fill time. It goes on and on and on. And people are starting to realize that at reality, if you will.
Yeah, there's all these little things that just kind of add up, and then you find out that a lot of bricks make a wall, I guess, and that's kind of how it is. There's a lot of little things with the government schools that are kind of taking away your control, eating out your time, on and on, where it makes a big difference over the years.
Let me give an example. I just see one headline that says this. Public school forces kids to sit through sex change seminar. That kind of stuff, sir.
Yes. One of many. Right.
It's out of control. But ladies and gentlemen, there is, and you need to be aware of this, there is a mass exodus from public schools, and it's literally accelerating is the point. Alex Newman, our good buddy of the Newman Report, breaks this down in detail. When we get back with Eldon, I want to cover more of the cost of this, some of the details of how it works. It is tremendous in its educational opportunities and the solutions that it provides for Americans who want to jettison the indoctrination programs of the mainstream and who really need support. This is one of the great answers at your fingertips you probably knew nothing about. What is it? FPE, right?
Yes, sir. FPEUSA.org.
Hang tight.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about FPE, Freedom Project Education. It's known as an academy, but the academy is not a building. It's anywhere you are. Distance learning at its best, ladies and gentlemen. FPEUSA.org. It is an affiliate of the John Birch Society, and it is an incredible opportunity for you and your family, folks. I mean, this is serious. You want solutions. This is Liberty Roundtable Live Solutions Radio. That's why we're bringing it to your attention. This is an educational opportunity like you have never known before. All right, mass exit of public schools accelerates. What is the Freedom Project Academy, you ask? All right, FPEUSA.org. Now, here's what it says. Freedom Project Academy is committed to changing culture and restoring the nation through classical education, right? Teaching Judeo-Christian values. I believe that will save our country, Eldon.
Yeah, certainly. We've seen, of course, over the years, listeners are very aware that there's a constituency coming to critical mass that supports people like Bernie Sanders. That should be very concerning for people. I hope it is, right? And we know that much of this is due to the decades and decades of teaching people to be receptive to the idea of Marxism, socialism, all kinds of collectivism. That's come from the government schools. Should we continue that and push our country into kind of the abyss, or should we change course? We're at a really decision point at this point in our nation.
All right, I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this. If you're a student, kindergarten through fifth grade, it's what, $2,400 a year?
Right.
That's
for
it.
Full time.
And you meet 4 days a week, folks. Now listen to this. On the fifth day, Fridays, you can either be free to do whatever you want, or you can sign up for their tutoring program and get support on the tutoring day, if you will. And that costs a little bit more money, but again, you have literally live tutors that are experts, that believe in Judeo-Christian values, that are at the helm on Fridays to give you support for the other 4 days a week. In my opinion, that's one of the most brilliant plans there is, because now you're getting this extra support if your students need it. But if you don't need it, you're off on Fridays to do homework, to have three-day weekends, to travel with your family. This is the way education ought to be, sir.
Yeah, we've taken advantage of that, the flexibility. Every once in a while, our family's on the road, and we're able to do things in a hotel and get school done, and it works just fine. And for those that want tutoring, great. They can do that. But, 2 hours a day for 4 days a week live with the teacher, and then you have some homework, you notice that you save quite a bit of time for one thing. But the quality of the education is so much better. I'm learning with our daughter as she goes through history, through science, through all kinds of things. I'm surprised she's already doing kind of introduction to algebra right now, fourth grade.
It is incredible what kids can learn and how fast they soak up knowledge. In addition to all that we've mentioned, the Freedom Project Academy offers a needs-based tuition assistance program to assist families who demonstrate a financial need. Now, you got to be in the 4-day-a-week classes to qualify for that. There's some other guidelines. I can't get into the details, but I'm just telling you that's even available for folks who need it. The Freedom Project Academy has partnered with, what do they call this thing, FACTS? F-A-C-T-S. Mm-hmm. And that way they help kind of with the tuition assistance, et cetera. I mean, this is all an accredited solution, and they've been at it for what, more than 10 years now?
Yeah, this is the 10th school year.
That's tremendous. All right, let's talk about if you're kindergarten through fifth grade, 4 days a week, $2,400 per year. How does it look for the sixth grade to 12th grade folks?
Gee, it depends on how many days a week the class is. It's per class, or you can go full time. I think I have to click.
No, it's okay.
There.
So there's two classes, and this is interesting. If you do the two class thing, it's $550 per class.
$550, okay.
And then that's two classes a week plan. And the 6th through 12th plan, if you do the 4 days a week, is $675 per class. So explain what that means. When you say $675 per class, is that monthly? Is that for the whole time?
That's for the whole year. Yeah. So, the classes go through the year, but it's just some of the classes, once you get up into the 6th through 12th grade level, some of them are, say, Monday, Wednesday only, or Tuesday, Thursday, and the ones that are 4 days a week would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And they're not necessarily a two-hour class. Some of them are only 50 minutes, right? So it's some of them shorter. So it's different than at the grade school level, K through 5, where you have just
all right. So it's 550 if it's a two-day class.
Yeah.
and it's $675 if it's a 4-day class. And then what do? I just total up how many classes I need, and that's my number?
Yeah, if you're part-time now, of course, if you get full-time, then it's a little bit different. But that would be something to talk with the people about, give them a call.
Yeah, the reason I want to spend a little bit of time on it, and again, everybody's situation is going to be different, especially when you get into the upper grades and things. But the reason I highlight this like I do is because, look, you're talking about $200 a month year-round for a kid with all the curriculum and all the support 4 days a week for your kid. You know, very, very, very affordable. And even when you get into the upper grades, it becomes affordable. If I come back and say I'm going to take, you know, five classes or whatever else, hey, I'm in the, you know, $2,000-$4,000 range per student, depending on, compared to many, many, many other schools, way less expensive, accredited, Judeo-Christian based. I mean, this is serious business here, folks.
Yeah, it's something that is very much doable for many families. And of course, the tuition assistance. Of course, it's as funds are available. But the, you know, if you fall into certain categories of income, you know, that's something that probably would be something to look at, right?
Yeah. Now, the other thing that's interesting is they have a technology section where, hey, the technology needed or whatever you can review here, they can help you get the technology that you need. You can get it on your own. I mean, they're very flexible, but that support is there is the point. And I think that's what people need today now is they're saying, I don't want to go into the indoctrination center again. I don't know that I can handle it all by myself. Where's the middle ground? This is it, is the point.
Yeah, they really walk you through how to, you know, what level of technology you need and all that. And even for the people that are, you know, they don't know what an internet browser is or whatever. You know, they walk you through that. And what is a headset or whatever? That's very nice.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And you said your kid was in algebra in fourth grade?
Well, kind of an introduction to algebra in their math. They're getting introduced into, you know, solve for n or solve for x and all that. And so it's kind of a, I don't know, surprising to see. But what they do...
It's only surprising to see for folks like us that went to the government education system.
Yeah, okay? Right, right.
It's not surprising for people that have been homeschooled and or private school. They're like, yeah, so... And we're like, what? Isn't that really the truth?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, it is. Well, they say that you know, they do these, I don't know, exam assessments for people that are wanting to go into Freedom Project Academy. And on average, the ones coming from government school are about test about 2 years behind what it would be in FPA. So, you know, sometimes people get upset about that, but they have to choose who to get upset at. So that's kind of an interesting conversation to have. But it's good to have, you know, to know where exactly your child is.
Well, and what people need to understand, too, is it's not a debate of where you are. And this is the problem that the government schools have created in terms of grades and what grade are you in. And, you know, I understand why these other schools kind of parallel that because they have to. Otherwise, people just their minds kind of melt down and they can't even understand. But the problem with the grades is it's not about I'm in 12th grade. I'm done. It's about what you know.
Right.
And what you don't know. And the goal is not to highlight what you don't know, but the goal is to find out what you don't know because we can help you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's really grading is an artificial thing that, you know, has come out of the idea of schooling, which schooling means everybody does the same thing. That's a very collectivist, socialist type of mentality. And, of course, we've had the government school program for what 170 years, 150 years, depending on how you measure it, and you know, nobody knows any different really. We've all fought in those types of concepts.
All right. Anyway, we wanted to spend some time on it. You have your kids in it. How many children do you have in it now, Eldon?
Oh, we have one so far.
All right, one daughter so far in the program.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a solution. FPE. Stands for Freedom Project Education. FPE.USA. I'm sorry, FPEUSA.org for the Freedom Project Academy.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA USA Radio News.
COVID relief talks continue today in Washington. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to iron out differences over how big stimulus checks should be. House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. Swalwell, a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, part of the FBI briefing yesterday.
It only raised more questions. And the one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also part of the briefing, no comment from her yesterday. Democrats appear to be falling behind in the Georgia Senate runoffs. Polls released yesterday show both Republicans winning. David Perdue is up 2 points over John Ossoff. Kelly Loeffler is up 6 points on Raphael Warnock. There's still over 2 weeks to go before Election Day, already over a million votes cast. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. Models show about 17% of Americans have been infected. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN, though, it's hard to know just how many people are infected.
There's a lot of asymptomatic cases out there. It's why it's really so important for people to be careful. It's not just the people who've been that have tested positive.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Meanwhile, doctors in California report patients are offering to make large contributions to hospitals in order to get the COVID vaccine quicker. One doctor tells CNN one patient offered $25,000. The doctor says he declined. Others, meanwhile, are concerned about getting the COVID vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy addressing those concerns on Fox News.
Some of my people back home have called me and said, we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either.
Kennedy has received the vaccine and reported no problems. This is USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The reason I think these educational opportunities are so important, ladies and gentlemen, this is a slightly different discussion, but it absolutely relates. Headline says this from the mainstream press, USA Today. Student debt record, $29,200. About 2 in 3 members of the class of 2018 graduated a little deeper in debt than the classes before them did. Last year's graduates with a bachelor's degree averaged about $29,200 in student loan debt. Now, that's massive. That's a record in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, a record high. That's about a 2% increase from the class of 2017, whose average graduation debt was $28,600 and whatever dollars, according to a new report put out by the Institute for College Access and Success. The growth of student loan debt has slowed, but the Institute said that college affordability remains an urgent concern. All right. Anyway, it just goes on and on and on. The story's big and long, and I don't want to cover all of it, except to say this. Hey, we got a serious problem with education. And you say, well, Sam, wait a minute. You were just talking about, you know, K through 12th grade. Now you're talking about college. I know. But, folks, you want to have success, we've got to reform education all the way through. And there's been a lot of good people who have done a lot of K through 12 stuff. But there's now people that are working on college too. And justly so, because that number's out of control and not sustainable, especially in the COVID when you get out and can't get a job, can't go to work, can't, because your government says you can't, right? This is serious business, folks. But let me tell you this, something you should really know about this project, Freedom Project Academy, Freedom Project Education, FPEUSA.org. All right, now listen up. Because it's important. They say this about the Freedom Project Academy. Offers a fully accredited, Common Core free, classical education for kindergarten through high school. Now, when we say classical education, folks, this is awesome. This is incredible. When we say Common Core free, what it means is we're jettisoning the indoctrination camps. And we're making a bold stand about what we believe education to truly be. It isn't just whatever they want to jam down your kid's throat. It isn't about whatever indoctrination they want to push into your mind so you can spew it out on a test and then forget it and hate education forevermore. We're talking about classical education. We're talking about education that gives you the bug for learning for the rest of your life. That gives you the idea that, hey, you know what? Learning isn't about giving me a set of opinions disguised as facts, propaganda. It's about teaching me how to think. It's about helping me understand. And so when we jettison Common Core, we're not debating how many trees are in a forest so that we can tell you that we got to plant trees and take an environmental manipulated opinion stance for global warming. We're talking about learning how to do real math for real reasons and teaching people to think. This jettison of Common Core bold statement is critical, Eldon.
Yeah, you know, they feel so strongly about getting rid of Common Core stuff. And one of the things they've had trouble with is even the Saxon math. So if your listeners are familiar with Saxon math, hopefully, very solid historically. They've gone over to their new additions over to Common Core. So what we use now is basically PDFs of the old editions of Saxon math. And now Freedom Project Academy, they have created their own Common Core free math curriculum for K through 3, and they're working on upper levels. But now that's what, you know, but they feel so strong about it because pretty much all the publishers are going to Common Core. But since there's actually become a demand for non-Common Core stuff because so many are going to Common Core.
People need to understand Common Core isn't just a new way to do things. Okay. People need to understand this. It is a fundamental shift. It is rearranging the affairs of education entirely. And it has different goals and a different underpinning than the education we've been used to literally for centuries. Okay. This is something to understand. They call it new math. It isn't really about math. It's about making people feel good. It isn't about, okay, they've changed the affairs of what education is and does. Instead of teaching you how to think, they teach you what to think in the Common Core curriculum. Now, it was guised by your government to say, oh, it's not the federal government. The states put together this. Don't worry. It's not federally government mandated or for. It's the states. Don't worry. It's okay. But in that, they lied and they partnered and they doubled down with this, not teaching people what to think. I'm sorry, not how to think, but what to think. That's really what the shift amounts to. And that's why Common Core is so concerning to us who believe in a traditional education, Eldon.
Yeah, Common Core has been really a backdoor approach to trying to get everybody learning the same thing at the same time. And that's how they market it, which sounds appealing to many people. But at the same time, who is choosing that curriculum? Well, if you look into Common Core, you've got Bill Gates behind that. And, oh, what just happens to be Bill Gates is one of the guys pushing this vaccine for COVID too, right? So you start to see a lot of the same people. And it's interesting how that's materialized. It's just training people for what we call the new world order, to accept all these things as normal. Like, we've got to have government just making all the decisions for our lives.
Well, and listen to this. Next headline says this. Virginia's highest government-paid employees are in higher education. Recently released government data reveals that college officials are among the highest public-paid employees in the state of Virginia. 80% of the top state earners work at universities or college level. That's according to data published by the Richmond Times, that's Richmond, Virginia Times Dispatch. And you look at that and you go, no wonder all these students are in massive debt, right? You kind of go, oh, okay, now I know why. But don't you hear most education folks in the public sector running around, poor mouthing it everywhere, going, oh, by golly, I know I only work 3/4 of the year, but, oh, this is horrible, and they get big old sabbaticals and all this stuff, and they're, like, poor mouthing it everywhere?
Yeah, it's I just read a book the other day, The Everyday Millionaire. It's a real good book, but it points out, you know, what are the professions that are most likely to be millionaires? And teachers was among them, which should be shocking, you know, considering all the rhetoric that we get from the teachers' unions saying, oh, teachers are just scraping by and they're just, how exactly do they become millionaires compared, you know, more than the average profession? I don't want badmouth teachers, but at the same time, are there levels of poverty, so to speak, being exaggerated a little bit, perhaps? You know, maybe it's a little better than they projected to be.
Well, I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to highlight the truth. And I am here to simply say, when you run around and act like you're all poor and you're getting abused, and I find out, ladies and gentlemen, that you only work 3/4 a year because you get the summers off, different from the rest of everybody else in society. And then you run around and say, oh, hey, you know what? We're some of the top paid folks in the state. I kind of go, hey, there's a disconnect somewhere. Now, if a teacher wants to come back to me and say, well, that's just the top brass and we're all getting the shaft, then why don't you get on the radio with me and expose that fraud and let's change it? Okay, if you got a top-down design where the average teacher's not getting a fair shake and all the bosses are getting all the cash and running around letting everybody poor mouth it while you're not getting your fair shake, let's discuss it openly. But this is the point where we need to change educational reality, and we need to do it fast because it's just not sustainable for these children to have a $29,000 debt when you get out of college. You know how long that's going to take to pay off, Eldon?
I don't, but a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how aggressive you are and how disciplined you are and all that stuff. We don't have a direct answer, but we know this. It isn't cheap. By the time you get a car now, which is becoming so expensive, it's hard to get a car without a loan. By the time you get a student loan, by the time you get a house, by the time you... They're making it to where it's almost impossible to succeed.
Well, you start off certainly in a hole, so to speak, coming out of college for so many of these folks. And the difficult thing as well at the college level is there are degrees that are very valuable, that are income producing, but there are other degrees that, you might as well just not have a degree, or they're just happy that you got through college, but they don't really care what degree you got in gender studies or what have you, right? It's the easy one to quote.
Eldon Stahl with me, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, there's an interview with Sal Khan of Khan Academy. What did he do with $100 million? We'll tell you about it. Hang tight.
Okay.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there was an interview done with Sal Khan. Sal Khan is of Khan Academy, and it's on personalized learning, a global diploma, and how he had spent $100 million. If you don't know about the founder of Khan Academy, every founder has a startup story. Sal Khan famously starts in his closet. Yeah, in fact, Khan may have one of the most celebrated closets in the world. For the few who don't already know the origin story of Sal Khan, he was teaching his cousin. He was doing tutoring sessions with his cousin to help with math. And that catapulted into Khan Academy, which now boasts more than 10 million learners per month worldwide, watching its free instructional videos online in over 18 languages. The author says, I count myself among them. Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization, has democratized access to instructional resources and fundamentally changed how students deal with curriculum and how they deal with content knowledge. And they have developed an understanding of intellectual concepts and the workings of the world around them. A March 2014 study talked about high educational satisfaction with students and instructors. 71% of students surveyed reported that they enjoyed using Khan Academy. And 65% of teachers, including 72% of educators, believe that Khan Academy has helped them help their struggling students. And innovation has been crucial to the platform's longevity, creating new contexts and new use cases for its offerings. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. Great article. But the reason that I bring it up, folks, is people are changing the educational world. And it's moving so fast you get whiplash if you're not careful. But I will say this. It is tremendous to see. And the more self-guided your education is, the less expensive it is. The more involvement you have from teachers and people who are interactive with you, the more expensive it becomes. But there are people who are filling the sweet spots, and I'm telling you right now, the folks in Virginia, where the 80% of the government employees are getting the highest amount of money are in government education, that's not where the leadership's happening, folks. I'm telling you that right now. Anyway, I found that interesting, Eldon, and you might want to comment on that, but I found that really interesting. You got a guy in a closet who changed the game. You got John Birch Society, who everybody wants to attack, literally changing the game and leading the way. These are two examples of real innovation. And all the government bureaucrats and wannabes and professional do-gooders and educrats and everybody everywhere else is just taking everybody's money, and they're not involved in innovation at all. But people like the JBS and Khan Academy at the forefront of this incredible, what do you want to call it, renaissance? Evolution? Solution?
Yeah, definitely. You know, homeschooling itself has gone up quite significantly recently. And I don't know how you exactly classify Khan Academy, whether it's homeschooling or what have you. But, you know, there's so much innovation going on and people looking for other options that it's really an exciting time if you're a consumer in that sense, but looking for what is the best solution for our family, for our children, for our niece and nephew, whatever it is? And what do we actually want in education? Maybe we shouldn't just take the cookie cutter thing that the government offers us and say, well, I guess they must know what's best for us, and let's take what they're offering, despite all the drawbacks we know. Let's be more informed consumers. Let's look at the options, and let's try to find something that's going to actually prepare our children for being successful in life, rather than train them to be just kind of government automatons or whatever. So we've seen FBA, I think it was 56% growth over last year, this year, just a mass exodus. They had to delay the start of school for a week because there's so much interest. So that's, you know, just one example, right?
It's one example, but it's shocking in its repercussions, ladies and gentlemen, and we want our listeners to stay on top of it all. Remember, this is Liberty Roundtable Live. It is Solutions Radio. Okay, we don't leave you hanging. We don't leave you wondering. We bring up a lot of problems. Some people say this program is negative. I believe it's not negative. We got to find out where we are to find out where we want to go. And to acknowledge the problems that we face is part of the solution. You know what? If you don't understand a problem, why would you try to fix it, is the idea. And so I really want people to understand it's about acknowledging the problems. Hey, we live in perilous times, folks. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, the future looks bright to those who are innovative, to those who put their shoulder to the wheel, to those who make a difference and get involved and work at the answers. And you look at Khan Academy and you say, how did it all of a sudden become a place where over 10 million people are learning for free? Man, okay, I don't know what you want to call it in terms of learning. Call it a tutoring system, call it a whatever you want, homeschool, call it a self-promoted educate, whatever word you want to use. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just telling you, hey, over 10 million people with an incredible two-thirds support rate of this thing is fantastic kind of stuff. And then you get your project with the John Birch Society, the Freedom Project Academy, Freedom Project Education, FPEUSA.org, and their inexpensive solutions where you can do it at home. You can decide in the younger grades and get Fridays off or get extra tutoring. In the upper grades, you can have a very flexible schedule so your kids can learn to work. They can do an apprenticeship. They can help at home. They can do work experience and other innovative educational opportunities. They could use that and then do Khan Academy for support. I mean, there's so many options, so inexpensive. The average cost to go to government school is like $13,000 a year or more now.
Yeah, it's massive. I you know, if you compare that to many private schools, that's what you, I mean, you could send a child to a pretty good private school for what is actually being spent per child per year to get, send them to government school. And in actuality, it's really not that great of an education to go to these government schools.
Well, there's a headline I got, and I don't know much about it, but here's what it says. School opens grocery store for students and their families, accepts good deeds for payment. Think Wow. about that for a minute. Wow. The things people are doing are incredible. And I think the most important thing to understand about this is, you know, rejecting the status quo, thinking outside the box is the way somebody would call it, is the key to this exercise. Right? I mean, whoever thought of JBS would be an educational partner? Well,
yeah,
you know what? Only those who innovate, right?
Right. Well, you know, the founder of the John Birch Society, Robert Welch, he originally had this vision. This was back in the 50s, but it didn't really materialize until just recently with the internet. But they started back in the 70s with what would you call it? Summer camp programs for once a year for a week for high school level. And that lasted for 35 years. But, you know, it was only recently where they said, okay, let's actually, we need to expand this into an actual school. Long-term, of course, they want to do university level and all that, but we'll see how soon that is.
There you have it.
But and he said, education is our total strategy. Truth is our only weapon. That's kind of a neat phrase.
Well, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And this is really kind of what I think is important to understand. What do you want your children to learn? Who do you want your children to become? Listen to this headline. 8-year-old grilled about gender. Parents sue school. Boy repeatedly detained and asked if he thinks he's a girl. A school district in Oregon is being sued after a teacher repeatedly grilled an 8-year-old about gender. That's what's going on in your government schools, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to wake up and realize what's going on. If we're not careful, in my opinion, generationally speaking, it'll be too late, Eldon.
Yeah, there's just crazy stuff going on in the schools at this point. Turning kids into activists for the New World Order, whatever you want to call it. This is just, I would say, abusive. Getting kids to say, hey, you know, I think I'm a girl, I think I'm a boy, when they're really not. That's pretty dangerous. That's certainly putting a wedge between the parent and the child. Terrible stuff.
Well, and when you say, and they're not, we're talking scientifically, they're not.
Well, they're not. Okay? Yeah, they're just not.
And I bring that up specifically on purpose because I want to highlight this reality. It's not like it's an opinion. They are scientifically not, right?
Yeah, I mean, for millennia.
I know, it's hard to believe we're even discussing this, right?
Right, right. So here we are. But that's the power of education, right? And really, it stems out of cultural Marxism. Marxism has always been about changing society. This is a major thing. Getting rid of Marx specifically called for abolishment of the family. If you can get people to question their gender, to change their gender surgically or hormones, whatever, certainly that is a big blow to the family.
All right. Well, that school I mentioned, by the way, that allows payment for grocery store. You can get fundamental basic items for your family if you do good deeds like cleaning the school, et cetera. You can clean around the school building. That's all happening in Texas. Texas high school opens grocery store that accepts good deeds for payments. That's a fascinating concept, folks. And then you could get it underwritten by philanthropists and other people and pay for education. There's so many unique ways to deal with this. I just find it fascinating in its repercussions. And more and more Americans are starting to realize that, you know what, there are creative ways to do education. Folks, it's okay. We used to have apprenticeships. We used to have all kinds of other ways for people to become valuable contributors to society, but not lose their soul in the process. And that's really what this comes down to. Do you want your kids to lose your soul to indoctrination and propaganda? An 8-year-old being drilled down by the teacher saying, "Do you think you're a girl? Are you a girl? You really kind of seem like a girl. You're kind of feminine. Are you sure you're not a girl? Are you what on earth are we talking about at tax?" Hair's expense. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get bold. It's time to stand up. It's time to take charge of not only your child's health, but your child's education. Eldon, final words yours, sir.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for having me on, Sam. It's real good to chat with you about these pressing issues. I would, of course, encourage anybody to go and check out the John Birch Society, jbs.org. Check out Freedom Project Academy, feusa.org. If you're online, of course, you can call the JBS 800-JBS-USA-1, and I'd be happy to chat with you or somebody else in your area that's a coordinator can certainly do that too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great news is answers are everywhere. You got to look for them. You got to go to the right media solutions to hear about them. And then you've got to double down and take part in them. And they will make a tremendous difference for you and your family. It is about God, family, and country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It is about self-governing individuals demanding their government obeys the proper role of constitutional rule of law, limited government. We the people are in charge. By our consent are we governed. We only give consent to the proper role of constitutional government. Ladies and gentlemen, for Sam Bushman and our incredible guest, who is a field coordinator for the John Birch Society, he's new, but not new to the concept of liberty, I'll tell you that, Eldon Stahl. God save the Republic.